Republican lawmakers claim Bank of America discriminates against Christians. By Paul Bois on April 15, 2024. Kansas Attorney General Kris Kobach has penned a letter signed by other Republican lawmakers accusing Bank of America, of potentially discriminating against Christians. The letter, obtained by the Daily Mail, asked Bank of America to turn over documents related to its account cancellation policies and requested that the bank update its terms of services to not discriminate against clients with certain political or religious beliefs. As Breitbart News reported last year, a whistleblower accused Bank of America of sharing private consumer data with the FBI as they investigated crimes from the January 6 Capitol Hill riot. Unfortunately, Bank of America appears to be conditioning access to its services on customers having the bank's preferred religious or political views, Kobach wrote in a letter to Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan. Your discriminatory behavior is a serious threat to free speech and religious freedom, is potentially illegal, and is causing political and regulatory backlash, he added. Your bank needs to be transparent with and assure us, its shareholders, and others that it will not continue to debank customers for their speech or religious exercise. Republican officials from Alaska, Arkansas, Indiana, Iowa, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah co-signed Kobach's letter. Kobach cited several alleged examples of Bank of America discriminating against Christians, saying it debanked Christian ministry groups Timothy II Project International, Indigenous Advance, and the Servants of Christ. Bank of America has denied the allegations. Religious beliefs are not a factor in any account closing decision, a rep from Bank of America told the Daily Mail. We are proud to provide banking services to nonprofit organizations affiliated with diverse faith communities throughout the United States. Bank of America also said that it canceled business with Indigenous Advance because it operates a business in Uganda, adding that the bank does not serve small businesses operating outside the United States. Kobach said in the letter that Bank of America may have engaged in illegal activity. Bank of America is exposing itself to numerous legal risks by engaging in debanking, Kobach wrote. It is opening itself up to potential legal liability under consumer protection and anti-discrimination laws, and creating substantial regulatory and political risk from states that are already taking action to stop debanking. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProLand Films or Instagram @ProLand Films.